The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I made this point earlier today, but Harley, I think you're banging your head against a brick wall with gun violence laws, but what are they talking about?
Well, it's a difficult thing, for sure. We've talked about it in the past. But Senators Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, and Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut Democrat, have announced a bipartisan bill that would give authorities a chance to stop people who've given indications of potential violence a chance to step in on it. Medical law has been an impediment because doctors, including psychiatrists and psychologists, are prevented by law from sharing with law enforcement or anyone else what secrets they know about someone. The bill would create a federal grant program to assist states in adopting what they're calling red flag laws. When someone, like either of the shooters in El Paso or in Dayton, shows what in hindsight was an imminent threat of violence, someone could do something, intervene, intercede, something. You can't jail someone for something they have not done.
No.
Sometimes there's conspiracy, there's actionable indicators. They call it a red flag protection order.
That's a start.
The word is President Trump is ready to support this idea.
Yeah, that's a start. That's a start. You can't arrest someone because you know they're going to kill someone. You've got to wait till they kill someone. It's amazing, isn't it? Just a quick one on the economy.
Well, yeah. On the one hand, while the trade war gets worse with China, the economy is still growing, although a bit more slowly. The pace of expansion for U.S. service companies fell to its slowest pace nearly 3 years. The gauges of business activity and new orders both weakened a bit. The measure for July is still in growth territory. It's the weakest since August of 2016. The non-manufacturing services sector is the bulk of U.S. jobs and economic activity. The good news is jobs are still expanding. We'll take that.
Absolutely. Well done, Harley.